It was the most brazen and sophisticated attack launched against the Syrian regime. Today, a suicide bomber managed to get inside the National Security Building in the Syrian capital of Damascus. The blast killed the Syrian defense minister and the intelligence chief, who's also the brother-in-law of President Bashar al-Assad. The attack marked the first time any senior leadership figure has been killed.
This is a situation that is rapidly spinning out of control.
This morning at the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta addressed the attack and the ongoing violence.
It's obvious that that what is happening in Syria represents a real escalation in the fighting.
The violence in Syria has been raging for months. Activists say more than 17,000 people have died since March 2011. Top Obama administration officials, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, continue to say that President Assad's days are numbered. There have been several high-profile defections recently among Assad's military and diplomatic corps, and more are expected.
It's extremely important that the international community, working with other countries that have concerns in that area, have to bring maximum pressure on Assad.
Today, the Obama administration announced it's slapping financial sanctions on several top officials in Assad's government. This freezes any assets they have in the U.S. and prohibits Americans from doing business with them. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.